Hello, trainers, and welcome to PokéCast Go. I'm your host, Professor Maple.
I'm Professor Sequoia.
Let's get to our Pokémon news. We're going to start this week off with our extravaganza, definitely the most popular thing going on this week, the most noticeable.
That's that started this week.
Today, April 16th. And it goes for a full week, so until next Tuesday, April 23rd. All the stuff that was announced, the Pichu, Smooshu, Magby, and other babies, most notably Igglybuff and Happiny, are spawning out of 2K eggs, and Igglybuff now has a shiny chance, which is pretty exciting.
I'm sorry, Igglybuff.
Igglybuff. Yes, that is its name, and then Jigglypuff and Wigglytuff. It does not get less absurd. And we're also getting 2x candy for every hatch. Our incubators are twice as effective, so for example, a 10k egg in a regular incubator will now only be 5. It's essentially just cutting those kilometers in half.
Nice.
And lucky eggs are going for over an hour. Obviously a very big egg theme here, going along with Easter, I assume, although I don't actually know when Easter is this year.
This Sunday.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense then. The other big shiny, other than Igglybuff, is the Buneary.
Buneary.
Which is a debatably lame Pokemon, but its shiny is super cute. Do you know what it looks like?
I don't think I've seen it.
So it's basically the same coloration, except its kind of accent fluffs are pink.
Oh.
So it does kind of make sense for Easter.
I see it.
It's adorable. I like it. Yes.
It's a rather Power Ranger-y for the.
It is kind of pink Power Ranger-y.
Well, for the Lopunny, it's rather Power Ranger-y.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I was just thinking of. What's it called? Buneary. But Lopunny also would be shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are our two new shinies. And then Pichu, Smoochum, and Magby, of course, all still have their shiny chance as they have previously.
Excellent.
We also have increased spawn rates for any egg-themed Pokemon. And I guess just lamb-themed Pokemon as well, because Mareep is in there, along with Execute, Meryl, Buneary, and Chansey.
All the cute springy.
Yeah, all the Pokemon. Cute spring. I'm excited for when we get Deerling eventually.
Ugh.
Why not? It's so cute.
At least it's not as bad as Stantler.
That's fair. After the Christmas, I got kind of sick of Stantler.
Oh, I didn't even know. I didn't remember that one.
They got increased spawn rates at Christmas.
Huh.
We're also getting egg-themed research tasks. You've probably already seen them. They all have to do with eggs. So there's hatch one egg, which gives you a Buneary with an increased shiny chance. Hatch three eggs, which gives you an Azumarill. And hatch five eggs, which gives you a Chansey.
I kind of like these week-long events.
Me too.
It gives you a little bit more time to, especially for the eggs.
Yeah.
It gives you more time to get out there and just walk around.
Yeah. I know we get the quarter incubators, essentially.
Yeah.
During some,
like, the certain community events.
Exactly.
Or, like, certain weekends.
But it's, and I know I'm walking for those 3 hours continuously, but it's hard to feel like I'm taking advantage of it without buying, like, 12 incubators.
Right.
Which I'm sure is the point.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice that I can not spend a bunch on incubators and still be able to walk my eggs and feel like I'm getting something out of it.
Absolutely.
I really like that.
What else this week? We got the special raid week.
Yep. So that goes from Monday to Monday. So it started April 15th. It ends the 22nd.
It's Latias. With a shiny.
The Eon Pokemon.
Shiny Latias, I think, is kind of mint green, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty good.
I probably won't do many because I'm at work all week, but yeah. They're really cool, and I hope I can get out this weekend and do some of them, because Latias is a really cool one.
Yeah, I never got that one when they came out the first time.
Oh, yeah, when it was Latias and Latias.
Yep. What else is new?
We have a lot of stuff.
What else is live right now?
Our new casual wear clothes, which is exciting to see some new clothes that are free in the Pokemon
shop.
Oh,
they are free?
They are free. All of those casual clothes.
I gotta update my look for spring.
Right? Gotta get that spring look going on.
Right.
It's different there's a male version and a female version, as always. There's 4 new tops and 2 new bottoms. All the tops are essentially a tank top and like a plaid or an overshirt kind of deal. And then there's like a khaki pant and a black pant as either male shorts or female capris.
They're pretty good. I like them.
Yeah, they're a nice addition.
Did they add in the new poses?
Yes, the new poses have been added in.
I forgot when those got put
in. They're not in the style shop. When you get to your sort of home screen, instead of clicking on the little coat hanger style, on the very far left is a pose. And all the new poses are 500 coin a piece. Yeah, so I'm going to stick with the free casual wear.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the free stuff. Oh, and lucky friends are live now.
Finally, yep, our lucky friends. So we talked about this a little bit last time. Mm-hmm. Now it is officially live. So what it is if you are best friends with somebody and you interact with them, it can be any kind of interactions, sending or receiving a gift, a trainer battle, trading Pokemon, raiding together. then you have a chance of becoming a lucky friend.
Oh, really? All of those?
All of those will do it. You can only get it once per day. And so far...
Oh, one lucky friend per day?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good compromise. Because otherwise...
Or you can only be lucky with that friend once per day. Yeah. So, well, yeah. One lucky friend per day.
Correct. Like I feel like that... Isn't it like a permanent status, though?
It is not a permanent status.
Oh, that explains a little bit more. Because I thought... Because I obviously didn't do my research. I thought it was going to be like a permanent, you are now lucky friends forever. So, and then your next trade, like any trade you do will be lucky.
No. So it's the sort of watered down version of that. It's not every trade you do from here on out. It is the next trade is guaranteed lucky.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then you've used it up. As soon as you become
lucky.
Yes. It's a one use.
Gotcha.
And then you can become lucky friends again another day. But it's one lucky friend per day. And all it means is that your next trade is a guaranteed lucky for both of you.
It's still pretty good, though.
It's pretty cool.
Because even, if you go out raiding and hit a couple raids for Latias, then that's a bunch of chances right there.
Exactly.
So,
especially if you have a bunch of friends you're battling with.
Heck yeah.
And so it'll just pop up like a notification.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah. So we have some really cool stuff going on this week. It's really exciting.
What else we got going on this week?
I think that's it for this week.
Oh.
That's a lot.
Is Deoxys changing or is that...
Deoxys is changing on Friday.
Okay.
Thursday, depending on your time zone.
That one's confused me. I don't know what's going on with him anymore.
Yeah, the EX rate. So what we're talking about now, this is kind of our coming up section. We have a lot going on this week. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, this is a... They have loaded us up with a bunch of stuff going on.
It's awesome.
We got the Safari Zone.
Yeah, well, so first let's talk about Deoxys is switching. Yeah. What we mean by that is he is going into defense form. Currently, he is in EX raids and is in attack form. So depending on your location, it's either going to be Thursday the 18th or Friday the 19th that Deoxys is going to switch in the EX raids to his defense form. Then the next thing coming up April 18th to Monday, April 22nd. This is sort of just news. It's in Sentosa, Singapore. Is a Safari Zone going on, but you had to have already pre-registered back in March. So unfortunately, you can't just swing by.
Oh, darn. I can't just stop by Singapore this weekend.
I know, right? just for reference, Tropius is going to be the featured Pokemon there, which is currently a regional in Africa and the Mediterranean.
Okay, I'm a little jealous now.
Right? Unown are going to be there. Lapras, Shuckle, Dratini, and Alolan Exeggutor. So I wish I could be there because I really want a Tropius.
I know. I need more Dratinis.
Right? Then, the other things going on, one of them is currently ongoing right now, and we're going to be talking about the Snapshot Challenge.
Yeah.
So there's three Snapshot Challenges. The first one right now, the Buddy Challenge, is going on. Just as a heads up, so what this is taking photos using your AR. There's going to be winners for each round. We'll talk about the rounds in just a second. The grand prize winner and two runners-up for each challenge are going to be based on originality, creativity, and visual fun of their snapshots. So they're going to be a grand prize winner and two runners-up, so essentially three winners for each one. The runners-up will get a Pokestop featuring their photo that will be there for at least 3 months.
That's cool.
And the grand prize winner, this is really cool, will get that same Pokestop, and they will get travel and tickets to any 2019 Pokemon Go Fest of their choice.
Dang.
Right?
Why wouldn't you choose the Asian one then?
Because maybe you live in Asia and you want to go do something else.
Yeah, or if you're in Asia and you want to come visit Chicago.
Or maybe you're like me and you have a lot of the Asian regionals already. Yeah. And, well, actually, I have the Mr. Mime, too, which I think is the only one currently in Europe. Oh, well, maybe that would be another reason, if you don't have the regional of that place.
Yeah, you could still go to Dortmund and take a day to the Mediterranean.
That's true.
Not that we're going to win. You never know.
Yeah,
get out there and take those photos.
I will. And so just so we know, you get to submit three photos for each contest. The one that's going on right now is the Buddy Challenge. And this one is ending April 24th, which is next Wednesday, if you're listening to this right now. This is finding pictures of your buddy, or really taking pictures of your buddy. What is that connection of your buddy Pokemon to you? The way to submit these, again, you get to pick three to submit. You have to go on either Instagram or Twitter and use the hashtags Buddy Challenge and Go Snapshot. If you're interested in that, that is currently going on. And you can submit those via Instagram or
the Twitters.
Exactly. The next one, which will be going on at some point because I lost my spot.
Starting Monday, April 29th.
Thank you.
To May 8th. The Habitat Challenge.
Yes. This one is, the name implies, is taking pictures of Pokemon in their natural habitats. So making sure to take...
As natural as it can be for AR.
I mean, yeah, but there's some cute ones. Like, preview for this is like a Butterfree over tulip fields. And it's very cute.
Okay.
So just taking into account your Pokemon's type and attributes and all that kind of stuff.
Break out your Pokemon nerd knowledge and the habitats of each Pokemon.
Which some of us who have plenty of that and have never needed to put it to good use before are very excited to be able to put it to good use.
Now you have a perfect use for it.
Yay! Like Professor Sequoia said, that's ending on Wednesday, May 8th. And again, to upload those to either Twitter or Instagram, you use the hashtag GoSnapshot and Habitat Challenge instead of Buddy Challenge. Our third snapshot will be starting Monday, May 13th, going through Wednesday, May 22nd. That is going to be the Go Create Challenge. So this is just to be as creative as possible with your Pokemon snapshots. And again, you can upload your three favorite photos to Twitter or Instagram with the hashtags GoSnapshot and Habitat Challenge. Again, there's going to be a grand prize winner and two runners-up for each of those. So there'll be a total of three grand prize winners, one for each challenge, and six runner-ups, two for each challenge. That's actually pretty cool.
That's a cool addition, especially with the, you know, instead of just like, here, take some pictures and maybe you'll get a stupid smear goal. No, like actually making a contest out of it, it's free advertising for them, basically. But it's a great way to interact with the fans and get them engaged in using the new AR snapshot.
Well, and I know this is the first time I've used it kind of seriously. I've played around with it, and I, of course, did it for the Smeargle, but I've never, like, seriously done it. This is a really cool thing, and I've already sort of started taking pictures.
That's cool.
Getting into it. It's really, like you said, an awesome way to interact with the fans. A few more things going out. This is kind of minor. It's from a data mine. How do you say his name?
Trials. I don't know his full story, but he's a pretty prominent data miner of Pokemon Go. The Leak Duck features him prominently, and they are not connected, though.
He is pretty great, and thank you, because we're using his find. There is a find that's the special move reroll exclusive confirm. So really, what this means is that if you have an exclusive move on your Pokemon, like if you evolved it during a community day.
Oh, I gotcha.
Then it'll essentially give you a confirmation like you get when trying to transfer a shiny...
or event Pokemon.
Exactly. It'll give you a confirmation.
So you don't accidentally get rid of a exclusive move.
Yeah, so you can't use a TM. Or you can. You just will get a confirmation rather than it going through automatically. Now we are on to our future plans. There's not been a ton of news for the summer yet. We still know our next community day is going to be Sunday, May 19th, and most likely that will be Torchic, even though it has not yet been announced.
Well, it's probably going to be a pink Torchic. Stupid Torchic.
What do you have against Torchic?
Oh, nothing. I like them. Okay. They're just angry. They never want to be caught.
That's fair.
I know there was just an aside note. I think partially undocumented change in the last update to the evolve button so that you can't hit it automatically when the menu first comes up.
It's overlaid
by the exit button. And I know there's a lot of people in the local community group that we have was complaining about it. It's mildly annoying where you have to like scroll up half an inch to be able to evolve it. But
it's better than accidentally evolving.
I mean, but you have to have a confirmation. There's a secondary confirmation on it already.
That's true.
So I don't know why they would obscure the button as a security feature.
I guess if they've gotten enough complaints.
I don't know.
But I agree.
I think it's more of a weird bug in the interface than anything else, personally.
Could be. There are a few new things about Pokemon Go Fest. Nothing really exciting, but there is going to be a new special research. All right, I take that back. I'm excited for new special research. I'm not sure what it's going to be for.
Oh, the research breakthroughs?
So not just like a task, the extravaganza hatch an egg.
Yeah.
But that gets you a Pokemon that we have not gotten before. So like how we got Mew, it's going to happen. We don't know what it is yet, but I'm excited.
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
So I think I mentioned last time that there was data, again, mined by Trials for a alternate form of Mewtwo. And since they're redoing the original Pokemon movie, I think some of the forms or the
megas,
the models have been mined. So I think it's armored Mewtwo.
Oh, okay.
So that is a wild guess as to our new special research.
It would be cool to get some megas. Although I don't think
they're going to do megas for a while.
No, we haven't really gotten there yet. That's going
to
be hard.
It'll be similar to getting the Sinnoh stones in the weekly research boxes.
That's not that hard, but it's
my guess not is going to be our next special is going to be an armored Mewtwo.
That would be pretty cool.
I'm going to go on record and say that's my guess.
All right. I'm going to go on record and say I'm excited and I have no idea what it's going to be. there's also going to be the snapshot photo spots that'll give you more rewards. That's what's been announced so far. We still don't have a location or a date for the Asian Pokemon Go Fest.
Well, they better get on it.
Then they'll figure it out, I guess.
Whatever. At least it's not the first year of Pokemon Go Fest.
Oh, that was rough.
Hey, they learned.
That's
all that matters.
Rough. All right. Well, I think that's all the Pokemon news we have for you today, trainers. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry, guys. Just a quick correction. I said the challenge habitat twice for the hashtags. That third Pokemon Snapchat, Snapshot challenge is with hashtag Pokemon Snapshot and hashtag Create Challenge, not Habitat Challenge for the third one, only the second one. Sorry about that. If you have any Pokemon Go questions for us, please email us at pokecastgo.podcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see everyone next week.